Moncrief on News Talk.
Incidences of spiking drinks are expected to increase over the Christmas period, yet it's an offence that's underreported, in part because testing for drugs like Rohypnol, for instance, is relatively rare. Now the Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan, is considering new hospital testing protocols to combat this. We're joined by Dola Toomey from Safe Gigs Ireland. Dola, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Actually, spiking a drink isn't a specific offence, is it?
Well, the let's say the legal heads would actually say that it's covered under the poisoning legislation. But I'll put it this way. Who knows about the poisoning legislation? One of the things that we really need here is standalone legislation on spiking.
Yeah. And now Safe Gigs does, you've run a hub where you invited people to report their experiences with this.
We have. We actually operate what we call a spiking hub. It's an anonymous survey that people who have been spiked or know people who have been spiked complete for us. We have on this round of it over 200 inputs. And in this, we're actually collaborating with the Uni of Students of Ireland, who see this as a phenomenal problem as well. But that hub is giving us the real information that's not out there. It's telling us about the experience of people if they try to report to the guards, if they try to talk to the venue. And, the core of what we're talking about today is if they go for medical assistance or try to get toxicology testing.
Yeah.
And
so if you go to an emergency department and you say, I suspect my drink has been spiked, will they test you?
The answer is no. And we have over 200 testimonies on this occasion and another 200 from 2 years ago that actually tell us about the experiences of people in emergency departments, which is that by and large, they're not believed. They're told they've drunk too much or taken too much, and the experience is not a good one to add on top of already being spiked. Plus, the emergency departments don't actually gather that data at all. So they can say and do say by and large that spiking doesn't exist.
Oh, and if someone goes to the guards to report a suspected spiking, what's the procedure there?
Well, I would say talk to the guards about their procedure, but people's experiences that they're dissuaded from even making a report. The nature of the crime is that it's very difficult to make a report because you will have lost control of so much. You know, you're actually disabled by the spiking offence. Our information, our research is telling us that people are literally turned away. If you look at the Garda figures that are currently available, which are for 2024, the guards say there were 60 incidences of spiking in 2024. If you look at that report, they will tell you how they arrived at that figure. And that figure was arrived at by doing a word search on Pulse.
Yeah, it's a suspiciously low figure, one would think.
It is. It's so low, it's totally unbelievable. But that does tell us that the Gardaí don't have a method to even gather information on how many people approach them.
Yeah. And in the accounts that are on your hub, is spiking inevitably followed by a sexual assault of some case, or are there people out there just doing it for mischief?
Thank you so much for asking that question, because what we find is happening with this wave of spiking that came into play all over Europe just when COVID began to go was that it's the minority of spiking cases are people are spiked as a precursor to either sexual assault or robbery. the majority case we're coming across is that it's being done for the crack, for a laugh.
And it's very easy to do. It's not like taking out a big pill and throwing it in somebody's drink.
No, it's hugely easy to do. And the other kind of myth to burst as well is that this is rarely done by strangers. This is actually done by people's friends groups.
Mm. Where do
that's
they,
our
now,
feedback.
Now, I mentioned Rohypnol because that's just, frankly, the only one I've heard of. There's probably other drugs that have a similar effect. Is it easy to get one's hands on these drugs?
Well, you know, I couldn't give any backing to the fact that Rohypnol is being used. I think that particular drug is just being used in the conversation because it was part of the conversation in decades gone by.
Mm.
Our understanding is that where drugs are used to spike somebody, it's whatever is on the street that week or that month.
Right. So these would all be things that are bought on the street rather than you can order something online or there's some sort of legal loophole you can get your hands on it.
Absolutely. That's our understanding of the majority case.
Has anyone, as far as you know, ever been prosecuted for doing this then?
I haven't come across any successful prosecution. I've heard the guard say there has been one or two prosecutions in the mix, but I couldn't confirm that.
Presumably then you would welcome the minister's announcement.
Absolutely. I mean, at the very least, if there could be ways that people could get toxicology tested, it would have two, you know, there'd be two great things about it. One is that people would know what's in their body.
Mm.
Which is phenomenal if you think that people use hours out of their life. The other is that it could potentially form the basis of actually making a complaint to the Gardaí. And in the testing, we begin to actually gather the information on how many people are coming forward who've been victims and what's being used. Right now we have nothing. It's like the perfect crime that no one cares about except the victims.
Can I read you out, Adola, one comment from a listener? This may sound like victim blaming, but it's not intended to be. I'm from a generation when friends looked out for each other. The amount of times I have heard the phrase separated from their friends, I have heard my wife's sister say that they would carry on into clubs even if a friend had been refused. People need to watch out for each other. Where it's still, especially groups of women, would kind of go to the trouble of making sure all of them got home safely.
And, do you know, I agree with that in part. I think we can say that without victim blaming. I think for so many reasons, it's good that friends look out for each other. But what we're talking about here isn't that they're not looking out for each other. As a matter of fact, our experience is when people have been spiked, it's their friends have been the only people who have actually both minded them and believed them.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is, you know, there's friends and there's acquaintances and there's people who go out together.
Yeah.
And we have a culture that actually accepts, by and large, that spiking somebody is actually a funny thing to do.
And whatever about because the risk of sexual assault, it's extremely dangerous because if you're incapacitated, you know, you can fall in front of a bus or get hurt in all sorts of ways.
And invariably, people are incapacitated. You know, that is the truth of it.
Mm.
But what we also have is in these so-called acquaintance groups, there is an acceptance of it. You know, I'm going to call it, it's a form of lad culture. I'm not saying it's only lads who are doing it, but it is that lad culture that this is hilarious.
Yeah.
I've actually come across it being called the take them down game.
Hmm. Dola, thank you so much for speaking with us today. And I suppose that's good news on the minister's announcement. Plus also just for anyone listening, when you're going out and if you see somebody who seems to be very incapacitated, perhaps there's another reason for that.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.